This is KERA News. I'm Stephanie Kuo. A federal judge's decision to block the so-called Sanctuary Cities bill has immigration advocates in North Texas cheering, but the fight to stop the law is far from over. SB 4 was scheduled to go into effect Friday. It would allow police and other law enforcement to question the immigration status of people they detain or arrest. It also seeks to punish local government officials who don't cooperate with federal immigration requests.
SB 4 has got to go!
Immigration advocates held a public event Thursday in Belo Garden Park in downtown Dallas. Juan Carlos Cerda works with the Texas Organizing Project, one of the groups that filed a lawsuit against the state. All the largest cities in Texas, except Fort Worth, joined that lawsuit. Cerda is a recipient of the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals Program, or DACA. He's been in Texas for 17 years. He says his parents worked hard to build a life here.
But SB 4 threatened to take away everything, their family, and their freedom. And that is why I will continue fighting for my parents and my community so that laws like SB 4 are never the law of the land. This is just as much my home as it is Greg Abbott's, and I will fight for it.
U.S. District Judge Orlando Garcia only halted part of the law. Some of the most controversial elements still stand. Opponents have said SB 4 would lead to racial profiling by police and would spark fear and mistrust in immigrant communities. State Representative Victoria Nyave of Dallas said the temporary block is only the beginning of a long legal battle.
We're pleased with the order, but we know that it's a first step in combating discriminatory legislation. We know that it's a first step in fighting for equity, and it took all of us working together.
In a statement released shortly after the ruling, Governor Greg Abbott said the injunction makes communities less safe. He said the state plans to appeal the decision immediately. Stephanie Kuo, KERA News.